B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Mem Vav. We're going to start two lines from the top of the Amud. And we're in the middle of the sugya we learnt on the previous Daf, that we saw in the Mishnah that there were three Tanoim. This is a Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. At the end of the Mishnah we saw that in contrast to every other day of the year where there were only X amount of fires on top of the Mizbeach, on Yom Kippur there was one more. How many were there every other day? So we saw it was a three-way machlekes. According to Reb Yehuda, there were two. According to Reb Yossi, there were three. According to Reb Meir, there were four. Everybody agrees that there were at least two every day. One was the Marocha Gedoila, the big fire where all the korbanos were put. One was the Marocha Shnia Shel Kteres, where the coals for the daily Kteres were taken. According to Reb Yossi, there was an added one for Kiyum Ha'esh, maintenance of the fires, to make sure there was always one flame that was burning well on the Mizbeach. And according to Reb Meir, there was one more, and that was for the Ivarim and Padorim, the limbs and fats that didn't make it on the Mizbeach the previous day or through the night, that they would be put onto this separate fire the next morning on the Mizbeach. So we're continuing now with Reb Meir. Omer Reb Elazar, Mishum Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora said as follows, Omer Hoyo Reb Meir. Bar Kapora assumed that Reb Meir held the following. Two things. Number one, Eivori Oilosh and Itoisru, those limbs of the Korban Oilo of the previous day, the Korban Tomichel Ben Arbaim of the previous day, that got left over, didn't make it to the Mizbeach overnight. Oiselohen Marocha Bifneatzmo, Vesoidron, they would make a separate fireplace for them on the Mizbeach, which is this fourth fireplace according to Reb Meir, Vesoidron, and would arrange those limbs on that extra fireplace. Vafilu b'Shabbos, the second thing he said is that this is true even on Shabbos. If the Korban Tomid Shalbeinu Harbaim of Erev Shabbos didn't find its way on the Mizbeach on Erev Shabbos, and they got left till Shabbos morning, on Shabbos morning they would put those limbs, those parts of the Korban Tomid Shalbeinu Harbaim of Erev Shabbos, they would put it onto this Marocha, this fourth fire, according to Reb Meir. And we're going to now discuss each of these halachas separately. First, we're going to ask, my kumash malon, what was Bar Kapora coming to teach us by telling us that the Ivore Oilosh and Itoisru, Oisolen Marocha Bifne Atzma? Tanina, we already saw that in the Braisa and in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Mem Dalad, that Bechol Yoim Hoyusham Arbo Marochis. Every day, the Reb Meir holds, every single day, there were four Marochis, there were four fireplaces. One of them was for these limbs of the day before's karbonis could go on the next morning. So what are you, Bar Kapora, trying to impress on us with this first part of the halacha? Omer Reb Ovin, lo nitzecho elu lepsulin. Reb Ovin said that there are certain types of limbs which are posel, certain types of oila which are posel, and nonetheless, im olu lo yerdu, if they find their way up on the Mizbeach, you do not need to remove them. So those limbs, once they are on top of the Mizbeach, that if they get left and didn't go onto the fire or get burnt properly on the fire overnight, they go onto this extra fireplace the next morning. But that's only, says Reb Ovin, if the fire had already started burning these limbs, and then the next morning, if they were not yet burnt, they would be removed from the fire because the big fire had to be rearranged for the next day's korbanos, and these limbs would be put onto that other place, that fourth fire, according to Reb Meir. Avoloi moshlo ben ha'ur, however, if the fire had not yet started burning these limbs, which were intrinsically posel, and the only reason we allow them to be burnt is because im olu lo yarudu, but that's only on that day. But the following day, if the fire has not yet been burnt overnight, then loy, we do not say this halacha, they do not get put onto this fireplace the next morning. That was one version of Reb Ovin. Ikad Amra, another version of Reb Ovin, to explain what Bar Kapora could have wanted to impress on us by telling us that the Ivore Oila Shenitoisru is echot ksheirin ve'echot psulim. Not only the limbs that were posel, even the limbs that are kosher. I moshlo ben ha'ur in, ve'iloi iloi. that what Bar Kappara is coming to tell us is that irrespective of whether they were kosher or not kosher, only once that the fire had already started burning them, then the next morning they could be finished being burnt on this separate Marocha Bifnei Atzmo. However, if the fire had not yet started burning them at all, loy, then we do not say this halacha, Rav Meir doesn't say this halacha, and they do not get put onto that special Marocha Bifnei Atzmo. And exactly what happens to those limbs that do not get put onto this Marocha Bifnei Atzmo, whether they don't get put anywhere on any fire, or if they get put onto the big fire, that's a discussion here in the Mefarshim. Continues the Gemara. What was the second point of what Bar Kappara said in the name of Rav Meir? That afilu b'Shabbos, that even the korban tomet shel beinu arba'im of erev Shabbos, if it didn't get burnt on the mizbeach from erev Shabbos and overnight, then the on Shabbos morning they would be put on a marocha bifnei atzmo. Asks the Gemara Tanina. We already learned v'hayoyim chomish. We saw in the Mishnah and in the Brisa that on Yom Kippur there were five fireplaces, the four of every day plus the extra one for Yom Kippur. So you see that even Yom Kippur, that has the same halachas as Shabbos, the same halachas that are also on Shabbos, everything that's also on Shabbos is also on Yom Kippur. And nonetheless, on Yom Kippur there were all five fires. One of them, according to Rav Meir, being this marocha Bifnei Atzmo, that one would burn on them the leftovers of the previous day's korbanos. So you already see that even on Shabbos, you could burn the previous day's korban. So what are you, Bar Kappara, trying to impress on us? We know this halacha already. Omer v'acha b'yakiv itzrach. No, Bar Kappara needs to tell us. There's an added element of chiddush here. So k'daitach, I may have thought. If you learn the Mishnah and the Braisa at face value, then you'll assume that it's true that sometimes on Yom Kippur there's five marochis, there's five fires. When would you burn on Yom Kippur the korbanos of the previous day? Is if the previous day was Shabbos. And to burn the Shabbos korbanos, the korban tomet shel beinu arba'im of Shabbos, to burn it on Yom Kippur, that's okay. Because it's a Shabbos korban being burnt on Yom Kippur, which is also a type of a Shabbos. The chelvei Shabbos kreven b'yom kippurim. The fats of the Shabbos korbanos can be burnt on Yom Kippur. Aval be'emtza Shabbos, loy, I may have thought that if you have Yom Kippur in the middle of the week, it means that Yom Kippur is any other day other than Sunday, maybe you do not make the five marochis. Maybe you do not put the korbanos of Erev Shabbos onto the fire on Shabbos morning. Kumash Malon, that's what Bar Kappara is telling us in the name of Rav Meir, that no, afilu b'Shabbos, the Friday korbanos can be put onto the Mizbeach even on Shabbos morning. Omar Rava. Rava asked, he wondered, Man hai, who is this person, Delei Chayish, who is not particular, Lekomche, which is a type of a marshal, that who's this person who's not particular in grinding his wheat to make sure that it's finely ground and that he's only grinding the kernels and not the chaff and all the part he doesn't want, that it should be a fine flour, not a coarse flour. It's as if you don't care. Ha'bechol yoim. Tanan, did you not learn in the Mishnah that every day there were four? Which means even in the Mishnah itself, forget about Yom Kippur, the Mishnah itself says every single day, including Shabbos obviously, because Shabbos is also a day. Every day one would have four marochis, which means that it's clear in the Mishnah that even on Shabbos one would be able to offer up the korbanos of Friday. So then the question comes back, what's Bar Kappara trying to add to us? And the Gemara says, indeed, Kasha. It's a kasha. Upliga de Rav Huna. Bar Kappara, who did say that even on Shabbos, that one would burn the korban tomet shel beinu arba'im of erev Shabbos would be burnt on Shabbos morning. That's arguing with Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says that when the Mishnah says bechol yoim, it means besides for Shabbos, and indeed on Shabbos they would not put the korbanos of Friday, the korban tomet shel beinu arba'im of Friday, would not be burnt on this marocha bifnei atzmo on Shabbos morning. And the Omar, because of Huna held that tchilosoi doicha, that regarding Hilchas Shabbos, the tchilosoi, the beginning of the avoidus of the korban tomid, which is the shchita of the Shabbos korban tomid, and the hakrova, putting onto the mizbeach the Shabbos korban tomid, that's doicha. that overrides Shabbos, and you can obviously bring the Korban Tomid of Shabbos on Shabbos. We learned about this in Maseches Pesachim. However, Soifoi, if what's left over the end, which means that the Friday's Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim gets left over till Shabbos morning, Eino Doicha. It does not get put on the Mizbeach on Shabbos morning. It doesn't override Shabbos. You're not allowed to put things on the Mizbeach on Shabbos unless it's a Shabbos Korban. And not like Bar Kapora said in the name of Rav Meir. Rav Huna obviously argued in the name of Rav Meir, saying that Rav Meir only allowed to put the day before's Korban onto the Marocha B'fnei Atzmo the next day, only if it's during the week, not on Shabbos. And this day it says that on Yom Kippur there were five. It obviously means if Yom Kippur was after Shabbos, was on a Sunday, then the Shabbos Korban was allowed to be burnt on Yom Kippur. But if it's a regular weekday, cannot be burnt on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And now the Gemara is going to discuss Rav Huna a little bit more. Because Rav Huna actually just said, Tchilosoi doicha, soifoi einoi doicha. We assume that since the Gemara says, Opligada Rav Huna, that Rav Huna is arguing on Bar Kapara. And Bar Kapara is talking about being Deicha Shabbos. So Rav Huna is also speaking about that Soifoi Einoi Deicha is talking about Einoi Deicha Shabbos. But we're about to see a Machlokes Amiroim. Gufa Omer Rav Huna, Tomid, regarding the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim of Erev Shabbos, or any Korban Tomid for that matter. So Tchilosoi, the Korban Tomid Shel Shabbos, that day's Korban Tomid, the Shechita and the Hakrova Deicha, Soifoi, however, the Korban Tomid of Erev Shabbos, Einoi Doicha. It does not, it's not Doicha. That means the Soifoi means if what's left over from the Erev Shabbos Korban Tomid does not override Shabbos. These were the words that Rav Huna said. My Einoi Doicha. What does it mean, Soifoi Einoi Doicha, that the leftovers of the Korban Tomid of Erev Shabbos do not override? What do they not override? Rav Chisda Omar, Doicha es HaShabbos ve'einu Doicha es HaTuma. Not like we said before. Rav Chisda says that it does override Shabbos, and you're allowed to put the leftovers of the Korban Tomid Shel Erev Shabbos onto the fire on Shabbos. What does it mean, Soifoi einu Doicha? It means that it does not override Tuma. Means if you've got a tumah hutra b'tzibur, a type of korban, the korban tomid, in the event that it was allowed to be shechted, b'tumah, one's allowed to do tchilosoi. You're allowed to shecht it, you're allowed to do the zrikas hadam, b'tumah. But you're not allowed to put the evorim onto the mizbeach, b'tumah, because the kapara is there, it can be done even without the evorim. We'll soon see. V'rova, or others say, Rabba Omar, no. That doicha is a tumah, that Soifoi is doicha tuma, that not only is the shechita and the akrova overrides tuma in those circumstances that one is allowed to override tuma, but even soifoi putting the limbs, the parts onto the mizbeach, also override tuma. Ve'eino doicha es haShabbos, as we saw before, and there this Rav Chisda and Rabba are both arguing what Rav Huna meant, and Rabba is the way we saw before, that according to Rav Huna, it's not doicha Shabbos. That means the shechita and hakrova of the Shabbos Korban Tomid overrides Shabbos, obviously. It's the Shabbos Korban Tomid. However, the Erev Shabbos Korban Tomid, which obviously the shechita was done on Erev Shabbos, and the Zrikas Hadam was done on Erev Shabbos, but soifoi, putting the limbs back on the Mizbeach, that you're not allowed to do, it does not override Shabbos. Omale Abaye le Rabba. Abaye now questioned Rabba and said, L'ditcho kashi, I've got a question against you. Uru Rav Chisda kashi, I've also got a question against Rav Chisda. Either way, I've got a question, because both of you agree that soifoi only overrides either Shabbos or Tuma, but not both. And I've got a question. L'ditcho kashi, you Rabba, I've got a question. Maishno Tuma, why do you Rabba say that soifoi doicha es haTuma? D'chsiv, because presumably, because it says in the pasuk, "Tzavas bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem es korban ilach mid ishareach nichoichi tishmru lahakriv li b'moy adoy." B'moy adoy means on its time, even b'tuma, afilu b'tuma. Shabbos nami b'moy adoy v'afilu b'shabbos. We learned in Maseches Pesachim, daf ein zayin, at length, that from the word b'moy adoy we learn that a korban tzibur, we'll soon see exactly later on, but a korban is overrides also Shabbos, also tuma. So why are you saying that only Tumah gets overridden, Sofai, and not Shabbos? Ul Rav Chisda, and according to Rav Chisda, I've got the same question the other way around. Kashya, Maishno Shabbos, why does Rav Chisda say that Sofai is Doicha Shabbos? Tichsiv, it says, B'moyadoi, that you have to offer up the korban on time, afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos. Korban Tomit overrides Shabbos. Tumah nami b'moyadoi v'afilu b'tumah, that the same B'moyadoi should tell us that it overrides Tumah. Omar Le. So Rabbi said to Abaya, Loi ledidi kashya, v'loi l'Rav Chisda kashya. I'll explain to you, it's not a question, not against me, not against Rav Chisda. Ledidi loi kashya, because what did I, Rabbi, say? I said that Soifoy is doicha Tumah, it overrides Tumah, but it's not doicha Shabbos, which means that you're allowed to put the limbs onto the Mizbeach, even though it's Tumah. But I'm not letting you put the limbs of Erev Shabbos Korban onto the Mizbeach on Shabbos. And it's not a question, even though it says B'moyadoi, and the same B'moyadoi overrides Shabbos as overrides Tumah. Why? Soifoi k'tchilosei, because it's the same halacha, the end of the Korban has the same status as the beginning of the Korban. So Tumah, as far as the Tumah is concerned, t'tchilosei bar mitche Tumahu. Since we're talking about a korban that was allowed to be brought betuma, and the shechita was allowed to be done betuma, the zrikas adam was allowed to be betuma, the soifoi putting the ivorim onto the mizbeach is like the aschola, is doicha tuma. Soifoi nami dochi, and therefore you can put the limbs onto the mizbeach. Nothing to do with Shabbos, even though it's tuma hutra betzibur. Regarding Shabbos, we're talking here about the Shabbos, putting the limbs of the korban tomid of air of Shabbos onto the Mizbeach on Shabbos. You ask me a question, b'moyadoi, it should override Shabbos? Well, the putting the limbs onto the Mizbeach follows the beginning of the Avoda, which is the Shechita, which was an air of Shabbos. The Tchilosoi, when it comes to the tomid of Erev Shabbos, when would you do the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam? Lav bar mitche Shabbos, it doesn't override Shabbos. You cannot bring the korban tomid shel bein arba'im of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. No way. So the beginning of the avoda of this korban must be done not on Shabbos. So ifinami leidachi. So of course, b'moyadoi is deicha Shabbos, but when is it deicha Shabbos? On the Shabbos korban, not on the Friday korban. Tumah, however, is doicha. If it is a korban which is doicha tumah, even the akrava sevorim is doicha tumah. That's how Rabbi explained his own opinion. Rav Chisda loy kashya. Rabbi is saying, I'll tell you how to answer Rav Chisda as well. Soifoi k'tchilosi lesle. He argues with me. He doesn't say that the end, the akrava sevorim, follows the status of the beginning of the avoda, which is the shechita. And therefore, as far as Shabbos is concerned, we know that korban tomid b'moyadoi even on Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it's the Shabbos korban or if it's the Friday's korban. Now you have evorim, you have limbs of the korban tomid. Even if it's yesterday's korban tomid, Friday's korban tomid needs to go on the mizbeach. You can put it on the mizbeach because hutrahu b'tzibur. As far as Shabbos is concerned, or more accurately, as far as the korban tzibur is concerned, Shabbos doesn't exist. So if even if it's an Erev Shabbos Korban, and the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam had to be on Erev Shabbos, but Soifei, as far as putting the limbs on the Mizbeach, that's Doicha Shabbos. Tumah, however, regarding Tumah, it's only Dechuyahi B'Tzibur. We don't say that as far as the Korban Tzibur is concerned, Tumah doesn't exist. No, it exists, and somehow we're forced to override it, but the Eved, it's a Dechuy, it's not a Heta. Since it's only Dechuyah, so here it's different. Tchilosei, the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, the Iker Kapara, which is the main part of the atonement of the Korban, comes from the Shechita and the Zrika. Dochi, it's Doicha Tumah. Soifoi, however, putting the Ivorim onto the Mizbeach, the Lav Iker Kapara, it's not the Iker Kapara, no Dochi, it does not override Tumah. So we've explained all that. Itmar, says the Gemara, and this is a continuation of what we saw before in Daf Mem Hei, that they would remove coals from the the big mizbeach, and in the mizbeach ha'ilah in the azara, they would remove coals or fire from there, also for the k'tayres of every day, also for the k'tayres on Yom Kippur, and also to light the menorah. Itmar hamechabe eish machto, and machto normally means the coals are going to be used for the k'tayres on Yom Kippur. So if somebody removed some of the coals to be used either for Yom Kippur, for the K'tayres that was going to go in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, or to light the menorah, and he extinguished part of that fire. Abaya Omar Chayev, because we know it says in the Pasuk, Eish Tomitu Kadal HaMizbeach Lo Yisirbe, Eish HaMizbeach, the fire of the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to extinguish it. Abaya says, if you took some of that fire for the sake of using it for the K'tayres on Yom Kippur, or for the sake of lighting the menorah, and you extinguish it, Chayev Yochayev. Rava Omar Potter. Rava says, you're Potter, now we're going to have two versions to explain this. The first version is as follows. Dekavya Beroyshe Shel Mizbeach, if you extinguished it at the top of the Mizbeach, you took a shovel full for the K'tayres, or you took some fire for the menorah, and once you took it, you removed it from the main fire, and that whilst you're still at the top of the Mizbeach, you extinguished it, Kule Alma Lepligid V'chayev, everyone agrees it's still called Eish HaMizbeach, and there's an Issa of Lo Yisichbe, do not extinguish it, if you extinguish it, you're Chayev. Ki Pligi, where are Abaya and Rava arguing, Da'ochsia Ar, if you take it down to the floor of the Azara, V'chavya, and you extinguish it there. Abaya Omar Chayev, Abaya says, this is fire from the Mizbeach, Eish HaMizbeach, and Lo Yisichbe, you're not allowed to extinguish it, even if it's not on the Mizbeach. Eish HaMizbeach, it's still considered Eish HaMizbeach, and he's Chayev. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Rava says he's Potter, Kiven de Notka, Notka. Since you removed it, you separated it from the Mizbeach, it's no longer on the Mizbeach, it's not called Eish HaMizbeach, and you're not Chayev if you extinguish it. Says the Gemara, Ela Hod Omar of Nachman Omar Rabbi Bar Avuah, it was said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuah, the Hamoirid Geich Kacheles, it's explicit. If you take a coal, Me'al Gabi Mizbeach, he doesn't say why, just stam, for no reason. You take a coal from the top of the Mizbeach, you put it, bring it down to the Azara, V'chibo, and you extinguish it, that you Chayev. Who's this following? We assume Kaman Ka'abayas, following Abaya, who says that it's called Eish HaMizbeach, even when it's not on top of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no. Afilatema Karava, it could even be according to Rava. Hossam, over there in that case of Rabbi Bar Avuah, why did he remove the Gacheles? Loi intik l'mitzvah, so he didn't separate it from the Mizbeach for a particular purpose of doing a mitzvah, of either using it for the K'tayres or to light the menorah. Therefore, it's still considered Eish HaMizbeach. However, Hocha, in the case that we're discussing here with Rava and Abaya, which is Mechaba Eish Machto Menorah, the reason he removed it was for a mitzvah. Hocha, he removed it for the sake of doing the mitzvah. Once it's off the Mizbeach and you removed it because you had this purpose to do a mitzvah with it, it's no longer considered Eish HaMizbeach. And in that case, Rava says that it's not Chayev. However, if you take it down for no reason, even Rava will agree it's called Eish HaMizbeach and it's Chayev, like Rabbi Bar Avuah. Ikadomra, second version, explaining Abaya and Rava. If you take the coals down, we're talking about you remove the coals for the sake of the machto, for the k'tayres in the Kodesh Kodashim, or for the menorah. If you take it down to the floor of the Azara, away from off the Mizbeach, the kavyo, and you extinguish it there, the kule alma lo pligi de potor. Everybody will agree, even Rava, even Abaye will agree, that it's not considered Eish HaMizbeach. Kipligi, where they're arguing, the kavya baroshe shel mizbeach. Oh, they're only arguing if you extinguished it at the top of the mizbeach. Abaya Omar Chayev. Abaya says, you Chayev, Eish HaMizbeach. It's considered Eish HaMizbeach. It's on top of the mizbeach. Rava Omar Potter. Rava will say, Potter, why? Kiven de natko, natko, since you removed it from the main fire, from the main fireplace, it's no longer considered the Eish HaMizbeach, and therefore you're Potter. Says the Gemara, El Hod Omer of Nachman Omer Rabbi Bar Avuah, how are we going to understand Rabbi Bar Avuah, who said, Hamoirid Gacheles, if you stam take a coal from the top of the Mizbeach and you take it down, Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach V'kiba, and you extinguish it, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Kaman, Loika Bayev, Loika Rava, we just said now that once you remove the coals from the Mizbeach to the floor of the Azara, everybody agrees that it's not considered Eish HaMizbeach. So who's Rabbi Bar Avuah following? Says the Gemara, no. Hossam, like we said before, lo intik l'mitzvasa. Rabbi Bar Avuah removed the coal not for the sake of using it for a mitzvah. Therefore, even when you take it off the Mizbeach, it's still considered Esham is Be'ach Il Bichayev, according to everybody. Hacha, but in the case that we're discussing here, where you remove the coal for the sake of using it for the mitzvah of either the Keteres in the Kodesh Kedoshim or the Menorah in Tikla Mitzvah. So, and there we said, even though it's still at the top of the Mizbeach, Abaye will say it's still considered Esham Mizbeach, and Rava will say that is potter because it's not anymore Esha Mizbeach. However, if you remove it for no reason, it's still called Esha Mizbeach, even when you take it down, both according to Abaye and according to Rava. Hadron Aloch Toref Bakalpi. Baruch Hashem, we finished the fourth perek of Yuma, and Mirtz Hashem, we'll do Chazor of the fourth perek in Yuma, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next perek, Perek Hoitziulei.